This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Water. There is a drought, a so-called mega drought across the west of the United States. According to reports, 22 years of drought, the worst in 1,200 years. The Colorado River is in severe distress. The reservoirs that feed the parts of California that are dependent, California is basically in the south built on a desert, are very low, so low that what is coming up from the bottom of these lakes reminds us of where America used to be, a sunken landing craft from World War II, or said to be violence from Las Vegas. However, water is the story. And I welcome Tim Kaine, a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution, author of the Substack, Why America, who introduces me to the idea of water for free or water for cheap, and what is to be done about rationing, about the future, if it is to include shortages or what we see right now, drought conditions. Tim, a very good evening to you. What is the elasticity of water? Good evening to you.
Thanks, John. It's so great to talk with you again. I you know, this issue came up for me because as a father of four little kids, I can't say that now. I've got some college graduates, but there's at least one at home still taking her bathtub and worried that she's wasting water. And she's also heard how expensive water is. And she says, Dad, I want to help us all save money. I've heard about inflation and the family budget's under duress. And I pointed out, sweetheart, that bathtub might have cost us a dime at the most. It was probably more like 5 cents, because what's frustrated me and many other economists is the price of water is artificially cheap. So it led me to write this piece. I think I called it The High Cost of Cheap Water. And it, you know, when you artificially price something this cheaply, consumers will instinctively overuse it. They basically don't face any budget constraint. And then people will fight back and they'll say, well, Tim, people need water and they're going to use it and the government could charge them so much money and that's not fair. What they're basically saying, John, is that demand is inelastic, and that when the typical household out here in California is using 1,000 gallons per day, that is not inelastic. I think we could put some price pressure on them to conserve, and it would be much more effective than the public scolding, the TV advertisements, the billboards, and what I'm calling now the water snitches, who are, you know, encouraged to report on their neighbors who are using excess watering on the grass.
I learned that the Colorado River, again, 100 years ago, the Colorado River Compact was drawn up by representatives from seven states. We could imagine what they are. This is the Colorado River. However, they had an unrealistic idea of how much water there was to divide up. Let's leave it there. You report that there is such a thing as the Bureau of Reclamation. That is the federal government. Do they have an unrealistic sense of what water costs or what water is available? In other words, is the government living 100 years in the past, Tim?
Oh, more than 100 now, John. It turns out the Bureau of Reclamation, with a budget of about $1.5 billion, which, as you and I know, is just tiny in the grand scheme of things, but they control so much water. They're the nation's number one wholesaler. So they're the ones pushing this water out on all the states and localities. And in fact, they were set up in 1902 and encouraged to make that water essentially free. So they wholesale this water, and then the states will go on and retail it essentially through public utilities to their people. And John, the thing that really lit me on fire was I found out here in the Stanford area, water is priced at 0.007 dollars. So it's basically less than a penny for a gallon of water from the tap. And that is ridiculous. They're getting it even cheaper from the federal government. So that's the core of the problem.
And what is to be done? Let us move to a recommendation. The reason I ask this is because I used to be in the big city, and then I used to be in the big suburbs, and water was watched very carefully. There was such a thing as a water bill, and water mains were maintained by utilities. Out here in the country, I have a well, and so therefore I draw upon the well, depending upon the weather. It's constantly refed. However, very few people in America have a well. So let's speak to those who were in the condition of paying for their water. What will work and make a sensible version of the sharing the commons?
If people here in California, and I looked at the prices in Vegas, I looked at the prices in Bakersfield and Los Angeles, John, they have tiers of prices that rise. But the highest tier price in Las Vegas is half a penny a gallon. This is after you've already used 20,000 gallons. And then they say, well, if you use more than that, you're getting really crazy. We're going to charge you half a penny a gallon. I'm just pleading with my fellow Americans to demand prices go up to a penny a gallon. If we doubled the price of tap water, it would drop demand by 41%. It would have a profound impact. Those are the best estimates that we get from economic studies, what's called a meta-analysis. So yeah, it's a pretty simple plea. Can we go from, you know, a tenth of a penny to a half a penny, and then a half a penny with the top tier prices to maybe a full penny? It would have a profound impact, and it actually wouldn't hurt the poor, because that bottom tier price could still stay exactly where it is now.
What strikes me as peculiar, until I read your essay, I hadn't thought it through. We're talking about rationing in California, rationing for the farms of the Central Valley, rationing for the suburban lawns of Southern California, people castigating each other because their lawns aren't brown enough. Wouldn't pricing solve rationing, if I understand, Tim?
We're talking about how to allocate a scarce resource. And what's happening now is the federal government is if the right metaphor here, is they're pushing a drug super cheap. And that drug is water. And what's happening is it drains the rivers, but it also drains these aquifers, right? It hurts the long-term deep environment. And I'm somebody that cares about the environment. And I, as a conservative who wants to conserve, I just wish progressives would really take this seriously enough to say, gee, the price of water really does affect me here. They think it about carbon now and gasoline prices. If we could just get them to think that prices matter when it comes to things like water, we'd have a much better world.
And in pricing water, are you do you need to overcome laws, restrictions at the federal level, at the state level? Is everything state to state? Is it all different?
So I'm usually one that's pretty critical of local and state governments when they're ineffective and inefficient. But you know what? I've got to pay some respect. California, some of the districts out here tried to charge higher prices. They got taken to court because apparently there's one of these laws on the books that the utilities can't charge more to the consumer than they pay wholesale. Well, they can't help the fact the federal government's pushing water to them at these ultra cheap rates, one-tenth of a penny or less. And so it comes back to, is Congress asleep at the switch, or is the Bureau of Reclamation going to stop bragging about how much, you know, farming they feed at such low prices and realize that's actually not a feature, it's a bug, and it's killing our Colorado River.
So what you've discovered is Congress not charging for a service that we would pay for. In other words, they're not living up to their idea of claiming other people's money so they can spend it. They've missed out on this. It seems to me that they'd pay attention to it right away if they realized the bounty they'd gain.
They could. This idea of, you know, a budget for the Bureau of Reclamation, maybe if they just charged, you know, a market price for the water, they wouldn't need to drain the public coffers and taxpayers could get a break.
The Elasticity of Water, Tim Kaine at Substack. He's the author of Why America. He's a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.